I just want to take a second and thank Policy Genius. They're supporting today's episode of Success Story. I know we all have kids, we all have families we want to take care of, and I personally checked something off major on my to-do list, life insurance. It's a tough topic, it's really hard to think about, but it's so important. And the hard part was sorting through all the options. Luckily, I found Policy Genius. Policy Genius is an online insurance marketplace that makes getting life insurance surprisingly easy. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. Now, knowing my family's protected brings me incredible peace of mind. Don't put off this important decision. Check life insurance off your to-do list in no time with Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. Eufy is sponsoring today's video. They reached out to me. I tested out their video lock. It is a game changer. I'm going to paint a picture for you for why I'm so excited to work with them. So, you're getting home, your arms are loaded with groceries or packages or boxes or everything, and your keys are in your pocket. This drives me nuts. This happens all the time. I upgraded to the Eufy video lock. Fingerprint, tap, I'm inside. And honestly, I also feel way safer. It's got this awesome built-in camera, so whether it's a package delivery or late night Uber order, I see exactly who's there right from my phone. There are no more mystery knocks. And the best part, this thing was such a breeze to set up. There's no wires, there's no drilling. There's also no monthly subscription fees. So if you are done fumbling with your keys, because I definitely am, search for Eufy Video Lock or head over to eufyofficial.com/video lock. Your front door, your sanity. How do we actually hold companies accountable to be better when all they're doing is just virtual signaling? They have millions of dollars and billions of dollars behind their comms department, behind their marketing department, and they know what to say and they know exactly how to say it. What's the fix for this?
Yeah, so I think the fix is twofold, right? I think it's threefold. I think a lot of companies aren't inherently political at the top, but their CEOs just do whatever makes life easiest for them, okay? So if there's going to be one vocal stakeholder group that they need to appease and there's no cost to appeasing them, they do the cost-benefit analysis and say, okay, we'll go woke. Well, I think that we, as citizens, as consumers, shouldn't make it so easy for a CEO to make that decision. I think that, having been a CEO myself, I could tell you that's the way somebody thinks about a decision. What's the cost and benefit for the business? Okay, well, if the cost of compliance with the woke demand of the day isn't costless anymore, I think that that's one method of getting back on track. Another method of getting back on track involves actually recognizing some of the legal benefits that corporations enjoy for the pursuit of profit, because we say that that's what we need to do in order to incentivize great people to build great things. Things like limited liability for shareholders. Things like the business judgment rule, which prevents an executive or a director from being sued for a business decision which goes badly in retrospect. That's the rules of the game when you expect that companies are making products and providing services for the pursuit of profit. But when we use those corporate benefits to not just make products for profit, but to pursue a social agenda, much in the way a political campaign would, well, political campaigns don't have those benefits. Neither should a company when it's effectively waging the equivalent of a political campaign, but hiding behind the veneer of limited shareholder liability or the business judgment rule, which are favorable treatment that corporations that get in court that ordinary people or ordinary activists or ordinary political figures don't. So I think that we need to roll back the scope of some of those legal protections to make sure that they're only covering the scope of activities they were initially intended to cover. That's something I talk a lot more about in my book. Smart. Maybe relatively technical, but the effects could be far-reaching. But I think the third answer, Scott, is there is no denying that the fact that some of the demand for what companies are doing comes from newly woke consumers. Consumers who say that I want to find meaning in the products that I buy and to buy them from companies that share my values. And there's no legal fix for that. You know, that's in part the way a free economy works. I think the deeper problem there, though, is a generational cultural problem where you have an entire generation, people my age and your age, maybe younger than each of us, that are so hungry for a purpose, hungry for a cause, hungry for identity, really, that they are going to latch on to the first thing that someone sells them rather than doing the hard work of finding that purpose, that sense of that sense of a cause, that sense of identity from within. And as we have seen patriotism decline over the last decade, as religion, if I'm going to say it, has nearly disappeared in our country, we have relocated those religious impulses to the sphere of commercialism, to the sphere of wokeism, to the combination of wokeism and commercialism, to say that I'm going to find the meaning in the product that I buy, be it a cup of coffee or be it a brand of shoes, rather than recognizing that actually the thing that may fill my moral void isn't going to be the thing that I buy at the store. It might actually have to be something far deeper that teaches me actually to believe in something that's far deeper and possibly far more unifying across Americans and across human beings than the divisive tribal identity politics that might divide us into better consumers. You know, good for market research and for targeting, but might leave us worse off as citizens in the end. And I think that's the hardest work we're going to have to do as an American people, is reviving the shared sense of identities and causes that bind us as Americans and as human beings and as people, rather than the skin deep social causes and the skin deep identities that many corporations are willing to sell us to meet that superficial demand to make an extra buck, much like a Virginia Slims manufacturer might have targeted insecure teenage girls in the 1990s. Now, companies are targeting a morally insecure generation as a way of preying on those insecurities to make a buck. And I think that there's nothing illegal about that, but I think that what we need to do in our culture is revive a shared sense of finding causes and meaning and purpose and identity in things that go beyond the things that we take out our pocketbook to buy at the store.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.